Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here. Hey there. So welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. Do you want more of the KS content than just weekly episodes? If so, consider supporting us over on Patreon. Your financial contribution there helps to fuel our mission to bless marriages and shine God's light and love onto topics that are typically left in the darkness. Over there, we have some amazing perks for you guys as patrons as well. And it's only $5 a month. So head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality and become a patron today. Now, let's get into the episode.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Kingdom Sexuality. Today we're going to be talking about Christmas love languages and giving you a good gift guide. So we'll start with a review titled Love, Love, Small Complaint, but still 5-star. I love everything about the content of this podcast. It has been so helpful for me personally and wonderful to share with my husband. My only small complaint is how quiet and far away it seems some of you are from the mic. Laughy face. Or maybe you're just soft-spoken. When listening in the car with the background noise of the drive, when certain hosts talk, I feel like I have to turn the volume all the way up, then back down for the next host. Again, love the content and all the things this podcast has to offer.
Yeah, so just to address this, we know that we uploaded an episode recently that had this issue like really badly. So that episode has been fixed and re-uploaded. So That shouldn't be an issue. That was the interview with Ruth. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're aware of some of the issues. I think we've got it like pretty much dialed in, but yes, we're aware of it. We're working on it and we apologize.
Yeah. And if you're listening, like if you're watching on YouTube, you kind of see our setup right now and why maybe like depending on how loud we talk or how quiet we talk or how if we lean or we're closer, like because we're all in the same room right now versus doing it remotely. We could literally just like all be closer. So close to our mics. Yeah.
And sometimes it's like an upload issue because we do mix it before we upload it, and then sometimes it just uploads, and it's totally different than what we mixed. So we're working on it. And yeah, I know it's frustrating. Bad audio is horrible to listen to. I can't stand it.
But I think we could say, like, we will continue to try to do better,
too. Of course.
I feel like we try new things every recording day. So the verse for today, those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Everyone who loves is fathered by God and experiences an intimate knowledge of him. 1 John 4:7.
Okay, I got to ask, what is the TPT translation? I have never
seen
that.
Oh, the Passion Translation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be your favorite because you use it all the time.
It is.
I love it.
Well, it's gorgeous. I use the Bible app. Mm-hmm. Or was it called the Bible app? The main Bible,
the one that looks like a brown Bible.
Yeah. So I use the verse of the day and you can choose which Bible translation. And so I have the Passion as my translation. And so when I go for finding verses for episodes, then I just go to the verse of the day and scroll through them because they're all so good.
Then
I'm like, I'm going to use that translation because growing up in a Christian household my whole life, you know, I feel like when I hear the same translation that I grew up in, I blow it over really easily. And then, but hearing it in a different translation, I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. I hear the depth of what this is.
Yeah.
You don't just like skim read your Bible. You actually have to like read because it's a different translation than you're used to. I love it.
Yeah. And it's fun too. Cause sometimes I'll be like, okay, that translation like seems really different. And so then it will make me go back to my other translations and go, okay, like how did they get this out of that? And,
Cool.
Okay. So the question for today, I think we've talked about this before, but I thought I'd bring it up again. But what is your love language? And has it always been that love language?
My top two are physical touch one, and then words of affirmation two, and then like a massive drop off to the other three. One pastor, I was reading a book of his, and he has the same love languages. And he's like, just touch me and tell me I'm beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, they've always been the same. It hasn't changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like mine have changed, and they're different in different seasons. Right now, I would say probably words of affirmation and gifts, which is pretty steady. But occasionally, it's like physical touch is more important, or acts of service, depending. But I would say pretty steadily, those are my usuals.
Yeah. I think mine used to be acts of service. And now I've noticed, I think words of affirmation are more at the top. Because it was funny. I feel like it was just since, I can't remember if we talked, one of the episodes we talked about love languages. And I remember like thinking twice, like, maybe I'm not acts of service anymore. Because Ken would, my husband would do something like, you know, clean the whole kitchen. And I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I'm like, oh, okay. That didn't really. Yeah. I feel love. I feel like we're a team. Yeah. That's great. And then there was nothing. And I've been thinking, okay, right. I'm noticing when people, you know, notice what I've done and say something about it. I'm like, oh, I'm getting more feels from that. So I think I've switched now to
Tira's the sixth love language.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a fun episode.
That was fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Feeling seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. But
all right, let's quickly review what the five love languages are. So there's words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Right.
So we'll quickly go over some definitions here. So words of affirmation involves expressing affection through spoken words, praise, or appreciation. People who resonate with this language feel most loved when they hear verbal confirmation of their partner's love, such as compliments, sweet nothings, and heartfelt affirmations. Okay, Alana, what is acts of service?
Okay. For these individuals, actions speak louder than words. They feel most valued and cared for when their partner does things that make their life easier or more pleasant. It could be anything from making breakfast, running errands, to fixing things around the house.
Yep.
And receiving gifts. This love language isn't about materialism. Rather, it's about the thoughtfulness and effort behind the gift. Individuals who favor this language feel loved when they receive visual symbols of love, whether it's a small token or a grand gesture, as long as it's meaningful and shows that they were on their partner's mind.
Quality time. People with this love language crave undivided attention and meaningful interaction with their partner. They feel most adored when their partner wants to spend time with them, engage in activities together, and have heartfelt conversations without distraction.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, physical touch. So for those who communicate their love through this language, physical touch is paramount, as would seem natural for physical touch. This can range from holding hands, cuddling, to sexual intimacy. The physical closeness and touch provide a deep sense of connection and security.
Amen.
So when we go into like talking about a Christmas guide, I think it's interesting. Like, do you find your love language, do you give a different love language than what you like to receive?
I don't, not naturally, but like I do because my wife doesn't have the same love languages as me.
Okay. Right. Do you naturally feel like doing what yours is?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
How about you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, but Jess is also quality time and I love quality time too.
So it's just naturally good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find for me, acts of service is definitely like my number one giving gift. Like that right away comes to mind. Like how I can love somebody is right away. Okay. What can I do for them? Right. It's not what can I buy for them. It's not quality time. It's not words of affirmation. Like I don't think, oh yeah, I should write them a nice note or anything like that. Like it's right away. Okay. Acts of service. So I kind of feel like sometimes our giving language can be different than our receiving language.
Could be.
But yeah, I feel like when you do have a spouse that is different than you, it's hard. Remember like marrying into Ken's family, most of them, their top language is gift giving.
Okay.
And in my side of the family, just like Kyle said, like the rest are like really low. Gifts are like the last one for all of my family members. Mm. And like, I felt really bad for Ken coming into my family and then like having our holidays and birthdays and everything. Like it's way less than in terms of gifts.
Right.
For him coming into mine and then me coming into his, it was like, whoa. Like, oh, okay. This is a birthday. This is Christmas. But then how it, because I was not a natural gift giver and like our first years of marriage, like this was actually really hard for me to do because it never would come to me like, oh yeah, I should go buy something for Ken, like make him feel special. That never popped into my head. Like I had to intentionally put reminders on my phone, like, hey, like every month or two, hey, get something for Ken.
Like, and it's the only love language that costs money.
Well, yes and no. I mean, necessarily.
Okay. The other ones can cost money, but it's really hard to give a gift without spending money. unless you're like making something.
Right.
Yeah. Or making something. Yeah. Like, yes. And so, yeah.
Which if you're making something, you probably spent money to get those things to make the thing.
Yeah. Or for sure it takes, you know, time. And,
right.
But my wife, her top one has always been acts of service, but her secondary one recently changed to gifts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I kind of like it because I like shopping, like for stuff like that. And so I'm like, oh, what can I get her now?
That's fun.
And I love finding deals. So I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Right. Like a win matches.
Please. Yeah, exactly.
Alana, yours and Kyle's, has it always kind of been the same, like quality time as
what?
For your both of your love languages.
Mine and Jeff?
Yeah, we're not married.
No.
You said Alana
you said
and Kyle.
Mine and Kyle.
Sorry, just to confuse our listeners. Yes, yeah, kidding. Alana and Kyle are not married.
No. Have they always been... Sorry, I forget your actual question.
Have yours and his always been quality time as your... like love language. What is Jeff's top love language?
Okay. So what are you asking? Yes. Yeah. Quality time would be his top love language, I would say. Just like the shoulder to shoulder, spending time together, doing an activity. Yeah.
So loving each other has felt pretty natural or like in this love language.
Yes. But there's seasons when it's like, hey, I need you to see what my love languages are in this season. And like, I've had to remind him to be like, hey, because it's pretty easy for me to be like, okay, I can just sit with him in this moment and be beside him as we pick weeds or whatever. Like, and that to him is like, cool. We hung out and that filled my cup versus it's like, okay, that was great for me too. I also really like that, but I also would appreciate like the words of affirmation or sometimes it was the, and not even as much gifts, but maybe just, maybe it is also quality time, but it's just like a different kind of quality time. Like the sitting across from a table quality time where you're like eye to eye, that kind of versus the shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is different. But
yeah,
I feel like, so for the most part, it's been pretty easy. We are pretty compatible, I would say, with our love languages for the most part. But it's interesting to think about giving a gift around Christmas time to your spouse specific to their love language. Because I don't think that's something that comes to mind for many of us. So, well, what's on your list? Like, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Versus being like, okay, I know my husband values this, or like, this is how he feels loved. Yeah. So how could I, you know, give him something or do something for him or with him to fill him up in that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I've never thought about giving gifts based on a love language. So this, I'm very interested to go through this.
Yeah, I'll give an example from my own life where, so again, my husband is a gift giver. And the one year he knew that I wasn't, you know, super gift receiving. And he made a calendar for us and then intentionally put what days we were going to have dates. And said, okay, like this calendar is going to go in our bedroom so that we can see it, so that we know that these are specific days and times that we're going to be going on a date and we get this for the year. And like, that's actually the present I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I give you, I don't remember the physical things really that he's given me.
That's a lot of planning.
Right? He didn't plan all the dates. He said like, we'll plan them together, but like actually... Like
we're going to have a date on December 18th and I'm giving this to you the previous December. Like, that's...
Yeah. And then, and he wrote me this big long letter to go with it. Like, that was awesome. That was my, like, favorite.
That's cool.
Yeah. Favorite one. And then COVID hit and we couldn't actually do very many.
Oh, no.
But the thought was there and we kept the calendar in our room. It still made me smile every time I saw it.
Okay.
But true. Yeah.
All right. Let's start with words of affirmation. So what are some suggested gifts around this love language?
So I Googled this and thought of different things to put in here, and I liked the one suggestion was a custom song or poem. Hire a musician or a poet to create a personalized piece about your partner.
Have you guys ever done this?
I have not.
No, I see it's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. I haven't done it, but last year my aunt did this for my uncle.
Okay.
And they ended up hosting Christmas that year, so they played it for us. It was awesome.
Really?
So like my husband's kind of like into hip-hop. And so
your husband,
husband, what I said,
Oh boy. I'm not the only one.
Oh boy. All right.
My husband's super into hip hop. That's good. Okay. I'm assuming your uncle, hey?
I don't have a husband. I have an uncle who's really into hip hop. And so they played it for us. It was so cool. My aunt had hired this like local hip hop artist who apparently is a big deal. I'm not a hip hop guy, but apparently he's a big deal. Opens for like all the big hip hop artists. And yeah, it was like a 4-minute song and he rapped it and it was awesome. Like so personalized to him, his kind of upbringing, like his relationship with his dad. It was so awesome. So awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I don't know how expensive it is. Like I'm guessing you're probably in the hundreds, but it was awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Man. So if you're thinking about doing it, I've never had it done for me, but I've seen it and I can tell that he appreciated it so much. It's such a unique gift. So I would say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cute.
I like this next one though. Voice memo compilation where you just like, I'm guessing you phone your spouse and leave them a voice message. Or are you saying just like record on your phone a voice memo and like send it to them?
Not even sending it to them. So record a daily affirmation on your phone. And then when it comes at Christmas time, give them the whole thing so that they're not getting it every day, but they'll get the whole compilation on Christmas.
That's cool. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like call their voicemail, leave a voicemail, which also could be good. But then I was like, my wife still hasn't set up her voicemail. And she's had this phone for like a year now.
And it would mean like you have to call them and then say, okay, don't pick
up. Don't answer.
I'm going to pick it.
Like, yeah. That's true. Really that's true.
Yeah, that's not realistic. Yeah. But that's one of those things that makes me feel like it could be in a chick flick or something, or like a romantic drama where the spouse dies and then they have this whole month of
a Hallmark movie.
Recordings of their spouse affirming them whenever they need.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like a letter though, of like
if
someone actually writing down things or like putting it in like word, but like a letter or or even like those things where it's like open this when you feel
Sam did that for me. I still have a bunch of them. It's like, open this when I'm mad at you. Yeah. Open this when you're feeling sad. Open this when...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. It's really cool. She did a really good job. She also did one where it was a deck of cards. And on each card, she wrote like something she liked about me or loved about me. It was cool.
Oh, that's
nice.
A great idea.
Yeah.
There you go.
Affirmation artwork. So you could commission a piece of art that incorporates something meaningful or meaningful words or phrases, something significant to your relationship. Or you can just do the cards or do the envelopes or whatever and do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I would not commission my own art. I will tell you that.
It'll be special and unique,
it would
Kyle.
Be special and unique and not get displayed anywhere.
You would like Kyle to paint you, eh?
Also, don't hire me for the song because that also won't go well.
No, it's good. So I thought also like in each of these categories, we could say like any of our partners that we partner with, like who would be good ones to go with because we have discounts for them.
Yeah.
And I think it's called Beating 50%.
Yep.
Right? They have a marriage journal.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so something awesome. Like that, because that's all words. So we'll link all of these in the show notes, but that would be a good one for words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And like also helpful to your marriage at the same time.
Totally.
Oh yeah.
It's like double whammy where it's like you can
talk
about things and write things down and whatever, but also beneficial. All right, acts of service. Ooh, I love this first one. See, I'm not even acts of service so much, but I like, you could do all these things for me. Like a coupon book? It's like, love that idea.
Yeah.
Breakfast in bed.
I like even like a professional cleaning service.
Yes.
I've often thought about getting this for Ken because he's like anal about his car and like getting a car wash.
Car detail.
Like the subscription things.
Yeah, like the monthly ones where you can just like go and get your car done anytime.
This is what I get Sam for Mother's Day every year now. I just get a cleaner to come in and you just clean the whole house. My dad suggested it to me 1 year and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. And Sam was just, she's like, you can do this every year. I'm like, I'll do this every year then.
That's
and
awesome.
So now every year for Mother's Day, it's a house cleaning.
Yep.
And it's the best thing.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or pre-cooked meal delivery subscription. Or like any of those meals.
Those HelloFresh things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. I think that's... And I think the part of it is like you're taking something off of someone's plate.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think that's... Mm-hmm. It's not so much just, oh, here's this.
Yeah.
Because I know you'll probably like this. It's like, exactly. No, I purchased this for you because I know you've been like worrying about your house, or like, I know your vehicle means a lot to you. And so like, it's deeper than just anything for your spouse.
Yeah.
It's more intentional. Like, okay, I know we're having company and cleaning the house would probably stress you out. So,
Also, I would say like, do something off the honey-do list, or like a project that they've been really wanting to get done. Like, go get it done. Mm-hmm. We've been slowly going through like different areas of our house and just like purging to get things clean and nice. Mm-hmm. And so we did our bedroom closet the other day, and there's this shelf that has just been like sitting in our closet and not hung. And so one night Sam was like, can we just do the closet this time? And I said, yeah. And I said, oh, like, I should probably put that shelf up. And she's like, can we do it right now? And I'm like, yep, did it right now. I'm like, it's done. And she appreciated it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to look at the shelf in the closet anymore. Yep. And yeah, so anything, any type of project like that that isn't done and has just been sitting
there. So how would you relate that to Christmas? Would you just like have a little box that you open it up and be like, December 27th, go out of the house. So there'll be something different. Yeah. You know, like, how do you make it into an actual Christmas? Mm-hmm. It happens, like, something I think in open or...
You could put it in your coupon book.
Oh, yeah.
One DIY project completion. Or one thing off the honey-do list. That's what I would do.
Yep, yep.
Another great one would be if it's like, hey, I'm, like, book something with your friends to go on, a night away or whatever. And it's like, write it in a card, or even have like the hotel booked, or talk to the friend if you know they're going to go with a specific person or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And the car care package, like Tira talked about, that's a nice one too.
Yeah.
Or if you're really up for it, just do it yourself. Wash the car, vacuum the car, do that. You can, if you're really gung-ho about it, go do it. Or just pay someone else to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so any partners? I put intimately us. I mean, it's not really acts of service, but they have, it's more like acts of service for your body.
Yeah, no, they're good. They have like guides and stuff in there, and I would say that was a good one. Because you can also make lists in the app.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
So you can put this stuff into the app.
Mm-hmm. And say, hey, look what we can do.
Exactly.
I made this for us.
Yeah. For us.
Okay.
Hey, so I just wanted to take another second to talk about Patreon. So did you know that becoming a patron has some sweet perks? When you support us on Patreon, you gain access to an exclusive community where you can connect with like-minded people who share your passion for understanding and growth. As a patron, you also receive both of our Prayers for Your Husband and Prayers for Your Wife ebooks free. We also do monthly live Q&A sessions where you can interact directly with Kyle, Tira, and myself, and you get to know us better and dive deeper into the topics that you care about most. As a patron, you also get a 25% discount on all our products just for being a patron, as well as priority when suggesting episode topics. We also just started a private patron-only Facebook group, so it's a safe place to share thoughts, experiences, and support each other. And all of this is only $5 a month. So, join us, head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality, become a patron, and unlock some amazing rewards. We're really grateful for your support.
All right. Well, this one is easy. Receiving gifts or...
Yep. Buy things.
Buy things Give that they present. Want. But there's lots of ways to like personalize stuff. There's like, you can pretty much personalize anything out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if they like personalized things, do that. But one thing that I've been doing, and this has been so helpful, is throughout the year, whenever Sam says like, oh, that's really cool, or oh, I would really like that, I write it in my phone. Mm-hmm. So then when Christmas comes around, or her birthday, which is 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
Then I know what to buy her. And so every year I end up with a list of, I don't know, 5 to 10 things that I'm like, hey, I can get her this. I can get her this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And because her love language is receiving gifts, I can get these things throughout the year. Yeah. So because if you're like me, everyone hates buying for me because I never know what I want. So I tell these people, I'm like, I will say things throughout the year naturally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Write them down then. Don't ask me
on
November 15th what I want for Christmas because I won't know in that exact moment.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. So getting a small gift or something that's like leading up to a bigger surprise. I think that's a
fun idea.
Oh, like a hint gift. Mm-hmm. I like those.
Yeah.
I like those.
It's like gifts within a gift.
Yep. Nice. Subscription boxes are good. Yeah. Mm. There's like date night ones. Mm-hmm. If they're into a certain hobby, you can get one like directed at their hobby. There's ones for everything nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. I got Ken one this like adventure, like outdoorsy man kind of like subscription. And I only had enough to pay for the 1 month.
Yeah.
And it didn't come on time. And I was so bummed because I was like, babe, this was the perfect present. And I didn't know what was going to be in it. Like if it was actually going to be practical or if he had it all. And then the package ended up getting delivered to somebody else and it said it was delivered. And anyway, a good Samaritan came. Like I don't know how we figured it out. Anyway, it was a big to do, and I had to pay customs on it too. Like it was a terrible experience. Good old living in Canada and getting things from the States.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, well that was a fun try, and it came with. It did end up coming with some good things in it. So thankfully it was like okay, and they did refund my money.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, good.
Nice.
It was.
Nice.
Makes the schmoz worth it.
But subscription box in general will be cool because then you get, like, especially if it's for the year, because then they get gifts, you know, every month or quarter or whatever. So
yeah.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have three partners who kind of do this. So Every Love does one and they curate it specifically to like a date night. So you'll end up getting like, I would say three date night items and then I think a piece of lingerie. And
sometimes like a candle sometimes.
Yeah, a candle or like body lotion.
Yeah, like something for your intimate time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Yeah. So they do that. Yeah. Mentionables just released one where they have a
a box?
I think so.
Either way, you could just get your spouse lingerie. That would also be
a nice thing.
Yeah.
Because they even have satin boxers now.
Saw that. This looks so nice.
Right? They look nice.
Okay, quality time. What are some gifts we can do for those spouses who have quality time love language? So I would say the first one is plan a date. Like plan quality time, schedule it. If you have kids, schedule the kids to go somewhere or get a babysitter and go do something that is quality time. And know your spouse because some spouses would love to go to like a show or a movie or an event. And then some of your spouses would not like to go to that because you can't talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like for Jeff, it would be like, here's a coupon to going into the woods and chopping down a tree. Like to him, that would be like, awesome. We're going to go to the woods. We're going to be lumberjacks. Uh-huh. I don't know. For some reason, he's really into that. But for me, it would be like, let's give me the calendar with the planned dates. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I like the idea of like signing up for a workshop or like pottery class or something like dance lessons.
Have you guys done the painting thing where you do like the directed painting or you do like a paint night?
Oh, like a paint and sip kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it was fun.
That was.
Did you?
Yeah, we did it
did
once.
Did you like it?
I liked it more than I was expecting to like it.
Oh, that's good.
And I was surprisingly not terrible at painting. I was somewhat impressed with my final product.
Cute.
It was so cute when I came home with mine. And I'm like, I liked it. I did a good job. But like, it doesn't suit the color palette of anything in my house. Like, it was not something to hang up. And Ken was like, wow, you did such a good job. Like, we should hang this somewhere. Like, well, you're so sweet. Like, I just felt so affirmed. Like, oh, well, no, I don't want it hung up anywhere. But I...
That was like us too. Ours was an African sunset, so it was like black, red, orange, yellow.
Oh. I mean,
this ain't going up anywhere in our house.
Yeah, in the garage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, cute.
Pretty much.
Cute.
One thing that Sam has done before, or not Sam, at her bridal shower, her girlfriends did this for her, is they put dates on popsicle sticks. And then you just put it in a jar. And so when you want a date idea, you just pull out a stick. Okay, today we're doing this.
That's a great idea for a bridal shower.
Yeah. Cool. Yep, it was good.
But it doesn't have to cost money either. Like a gift like that.
Yeah.
You're not like scheduling the date. You're not buying the weekend away. You're not whatever. But you're hearing like, be like, hey, I want to spend quality time with you. Here's like 50 ways we can do that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, and the Adventure Challenge is really good at this. So if you guys have no idea what the Adventure Challenge is, Adventure Challenge is a book. The original one was all about this, quality of time, spending time with your spouse or your partner. Well, Yeah, your spouse. And it's scratch off. So it's a book. You open it, you scratch something off, and it has whatever it is you're doing. And then you guys just go and do that. And so they've expanded now. They have like Adventure Challenge in bed. They have Adventure Challenge family. They have Adventure Challenge kids. So there's lots of different ones, but this is an awesome, awesome gift.
The kids one we've been doing with our kids. Like, so my girls are 7 and 5 years old and they love it. Like, so I would say if you have any, like, you know, your siblings' kids, like to buy for the cousins or something, like this is like a good family gift to just give. And so like on our Saturdays where, you know, we don't have anything planned, right away they ask like, can we do a scratching? Can we go do something from the scratchbook? Like, it's super, super fun. Like, highly, highly recommend it. And it's fun because you get to choose, like, all the boxes have little descriptions. Like, how long is it going to take? Do you have to go somewhere? Is it outside, inside, time of day? So you can really, like, pick and choose exactly what to do.
What fits in your day.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I also put, like, Dwell. So that's our Bible app. I did it because, like, quality time. Even just saying, like, hey, I want to spend more time together in God's word. This is a good one to do it.
Quickly
refresh the listener's memory of what Dwell is. Why is it different than the Bible app?
Dwell is an audio Bible. They have lots of different like playlists or plans, kind of like the Bible app where you can where you can select a different plan,
right?
But it has background music, it has different people doing different translations, so you can choose from a whole bunch of different narrators, I guess.
Right.
And yeah, it's just, it's really, really well done. And
do they have commentaries?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. They also do things like playlists to go to sleep. And there is ones like to read through the Bible. And yeah. And then you can also not choose a plan or anything and just go like, reading through the Bible through the year, or you can go to a section, like whatever book of the Bible you want to go through.
Nice.
So kind of an interesting thing if you wanted to do that and hear somebody read it to you instead of you both reading out loud to each other or reading quietly. This you can listen together and pause it if you want to.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. Physical touch.
Lastly.
Suggested gifts for this. A spa day would be a great thing. Massage gift certificates, anything where someone is touching them, or you can be the one. This can be part of your coupon book. You can give them a massage.
Yeah. Seriously. For me, when I think of physical touch, I don't think as much the like massage or spa day kind of things. I think more like, the your spouse doing it for you.
Yeah.
Or like cuddling or I don't know. But it's probably, I mean, everyone appreciates a massage. I don't know.
So it'd be kind of cool. Like, or doing an activity where you're together touching each other, like dance lessons. Or, you know, like where you're intimately close. And
those were super popular during COVID, like the at-home dance lessons.
Oh, yeah.
I never did it, but I was like, I was close because I would totally be down for that.
Ken and I did salsa lessons.
And?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And when we were dating, we did lots of swing dancing. Like, we're
That'd be fun.
Loved. Nice. Like, it's so fun. Yeah.
It would be nice. Yeah. Just spending time together. Ooh, a warm kit. That's a cute idea. So high quality, like weighted blanket, robes, slippers. Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's cute.
And we got lots of partners for this one. Oh, I guess we didn't even talk about the obvious one, like sex.
Yeah.
Right? Sex could be totally part of this. This is where the lingerie could come in. Yep. This is where pretty much anything could come into play here. So we've got Coconut, which is our absolute favorite lube. We've got Natura Soy, and they're candles, but they have massage candles. So you can use like what do you call that stuff?
Wax.
The wax. Thank you. As it burns and melts, you can use that as your like lotion or oil for a massage, and it's nice and warm.
They also have those shower steamers. They're like shower bombs.
Yeah.
Where you put them in the shower and then it like releases the fragrance.
Pretty smells in the air.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. I mean,
you can get
haven't
them
tried
like,
them, but
if you're sick, there's like eucalyptus ones that are apparently really good.
That's pretty cool.
So if you have like a shower night together, you know.
get it extra steamy and smell it. Cool. Another thing that would be fun is if you had like a sexy stocking. So like normally do gifts, but you're like also like here, like the night before, maybe you're like, here's your sexy stocking. And then your sexy stocking has like a sex toy or has a lily loop or
that's
has
such a good idea.
In case you're like, I don't really want to give this gift when we're in front of my family. And here's your, you know, Coconut or here's your Mentionables.
Okay, I have to share this because my mom sometimes listens, so sorry, Mom. But growing up, my dad would always get my mom like some sort of sexy gift. Mm-hmm. And my dad was super lazy and he would just wrap everything and put everything under the tree. And so sometimes my mom would like go to pick up a gift and she'd start unwrapping it. My dad's like, nope, not that one. Can't open that one. And but there's been a few times where she'll open it and she'll like open it and it's like lingerie. She's like, oh, put that back. But That is like a regular Christmas thing growing up where mom, dad would be like, nope, not that one.
No,
it's cute. Mm-hmm. We also have Merry Dance. So if you do want any of like marital aids, toys, anything for the bedroom, they have it all. Yeah. And then if you are in Canada, because Merry Dance doesn't ship to Canada,
right.
Covenant Spice is our, they're basically Merry Dance, but they ship to Canada.
And I should say too, at least on Merry Dance, they have lots of cheap items too. Like cheap little toys. So like, even if you're not like, you don't want to go full out, like you can buy little... stocking stuffers is like
but also perfect. Their pilot program is so cool. They've got I don't know maybe a dozen different toys that are part of their pilot
there's
program.
Not that many. I think there's only four or five.
Okay, so there's half a dozen that are
part sorry of, I don't want to make it seem like there's lots of only a few
part of the pilot program. And you can purchase it, you have 60 days to use it. If you don't like it, they will refund your money and you don't have to send it back because they don't want it back.
We're just kidding. Let's go. Good for them. Good for that snake.
So you get to keep it and you get your money back and don't be a wiener and abuse this because it's a great program because I'm sure there are people that abuse this.
But no, even thinking something like a massage candle, right? Like that could go in a sexy stocking or a blindfold. Or, you know, something like that where it's like, okay, let's think about different senses here, you know, like those dice. There's like glow in the dark, sex dice, a game. Yeah, they have tons of games.
All that's in our Amazon store, by the way.
Yes.
So check that out.
So, great.
All right. Well, hopefully this gives you some good ideas and inspire you. Hopefully the things that you order, I would order like now if you're going to think of ordering anything offline because... Christmas is coming.
Anything online.
Online. I know. I heard it as I said it.
Get offline.
Get it off the line. Online store. On the line. All right. Well, let's close in prayer.
Okay.
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for creating us all uniquely and different in how we receive gifts and how we give gifts. And I just pray for our couples listening today that they will be inspired on how to love their spouse well this Christmas. Thank you that we get to celebrate your birth and get to exchange presents. Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.